Good morning, Audio Boo. I am in the car. I'm heading over to pick Bella up for my usual sort of Saturday and Sunday daddy time. And been very busy over the last 3 days working on the piestreet.com, which is a project which involves the Raspberry Pi computer and second-hand monitors, or whatever monitors somebody might have. You can pick up a fairly decent 24-inch monitor these days, Eco one, for about 90 quid, so they're not super expensive, full HD, 1920 by 1080. And the idea is to marry the digital engagement, the digital world, the Facebook, the Twitters, the Pinterest, the Etsy, or whatever way you call it, with the analog world. And what I mean by that is engagement in terms of spaces that sell coffee, clothing, anything on the high street really, and getting them to remember about their digital audience, the people who are at home on their computer, on their laptop, thinking about going into town, thinking about going to the high street. How can they engage those people through those platforms? What does that media look like? But then also carry on that media in store. And I think one of the biggest things that I'm trying to get across about the Pi Street is that it's not just a digital signage. Anybody can put a digital signage in. Digital signage was going for years and years and years. Clear Channel is a big outdoor channel provider of content, so you see it on the sort of billboards and on the digital screens in supermarkets and inside of shopping centres. But I like to think that the Pi Street is more about the social connectedness of us as clients and customers having products from these independent stores. And while I use and admit to using Amazon to purchase things online, I still, for my entertainment, leisure and business meetings, go to independent places in the high street for coffee, tea, chats, breakouts. And I think if I lost some of those independents, I'd be really kind of upset, because I really need those as the fabric to my day-to-day. I'm sorry if it's noisy, by the way, but I am driving and it is quite windy. So I'm off to Halifax on Monday and Tuesday for Digi High Street, which is all about digital high streets of regeneration more than anything. I think I'm more interested in the regeneration side than I am anything else, because there's going to be a lot of haters who say technology can't help or is not the answer. And while I agree that it's not a complete answer, I think with the low cost of technology these days and the right application for the right reasons, instead of it just being this commercial interest that just spams people, it can actually be a lot more detailed than that, a lot more useful, a lot more connectedness, a lot more commutative. And I've noticed that from going to South by Southwest for the last 5 years, especially this year, just coming back, how Austin as a city is using that digital data, those check-ins, that movement around the city, to craft its experience better. I mean, in terms of its tourism, for those 3 or 4 weeks, you know, Austin is well and truly on the digital map and has a bunch of digital assets that, you know, spread worldwide. They bring people from all over the globe to Austin as this live music capital, but it's also becoming sort of this digital, or has been that for a long time, this digital capital of the world, where a lot of people will get to that might not go to a bunch of other conferences to go to South By. And for various reasons, maybe it's just to have a week off from the daily grind of sitting in a co-working space working crazy hours over their passion, or maybe it's just, you know, they're going there to release a product or a service or an app, and they want that groundswell of minds and feedback in one space. Either way, they're doing it right, and there's a lot of lessons that can be learned. And I think one of the lessons I've been trying to get across is that there is a broad spectrum of creatives. There is a whole bunch of different kinds of creators that are not catered for, and they don't fit into just the creative spaces or the business spaces, and they're independent for a reason. They want to do their projects either in smaller groups But I think we still need a back channel for the whole of the city. And I'm slowly realising that wherever you go, you've still got to get over that sort of critical apathy that people have, that, you know, it's not going to change, nobody's going to change it, nobody wants to do it, it's not going to have any difference. So you're not just changing, you're having to change culture and mindset rather than just putting technology in and hoping for the best, which I think a lot of people do. I think a lot of people are doing that with their social media. They're just sort of putting stuff out there hoping for the best. Whereas I think looking at the big data that Austin have done, there is a strategy there in terms of how to set up the roads, where to put people to, sort of buying in bulk for all the stores, the beer and everything else that goes into that main city strip. They must all work together as a collaboration to make it happen. It's just too massive for them not to. So yeah, that's what I've been working on over the last 3 days. I've been slow releasing 54 videos because we run the Cellar 54. The idea was I'm going to do 54 videos why you should back the Pie Street. And they're 1 minute videos, slow released every hour and a half, 2 hours on at the Pie Street on Twitter. And they're just little 1 minute snippets of ideas and thoughts that go through my mind about how screens and cloud surf screens, so video and audio and geolocation data and checking data, can benefit a local economy by benefiting its local participants, the people who live in and around the area. And I definitely see and feel that when I go to places like Austin, San Francisco, Boston, New York, that there is very much a lean to the service. And I really don't think we have an idea of quality of service in this country. At least I'm starting to see it from some of the new fresher startups, but there's almost like this culture of doing the same thing and hoping that it'll get better. Hang on a minute, just cars. Don't worry, I'm not holding my phone, I've got my phone in the window, just coming up to the M1. So yeah, go and check it out, thepiestreet.com. Really looking for donations. We're about 22% of our Kickstarter total. Do a search for us on Kickstarter, The Pie Street. And if you can help donate, put it out there, retweet, share it to your newsletters, that would be awesome. If you go to Digital High Street next week in Halifax, Monday and Tuesday, I'll see you there. I'm really looking forward to talking to people about regeneration in city centres and what technology they're already using and what obstacles they've found so that we can come up with ideas and concepts around it. For our widget marketplace, which is where we think local employment for developers can be a regular thing, because there is custom solutions needed for individual cases, for individual independent stores have different ways of working. Yeah, that's it. I just wanted to get it off my chest. I'll catch you with you soon. Hope everybody's doing all right. Grey skies here today. Got about 25 miles to go to pick Bella up. It's five past 11. Pick her up around lunchtime, but yeah, good progress. I'm on video 45 out of 54. I should have more scheduled and synced up by this afternoon, and then I can relax a little bit, spend a lot more time with Belle, and chill out tomorrow, and then drive down really early on Monday morning. So it's a bit of a packed week. This week was pretty packed, but all good. Hope you're good wherever you are in the world, and yeah, I'll speak to you soon.